The two major alterations to historical events are the flagellant procession at Strasbourg and the storming of Falcon Rock. The flagellants did not actually reach Strasbourg until June of 1349, and the papal bull condemning the practice was not issued until 20 October of that same year, after the events of the story. I have moved both of them up to February to coincide with the Benfeld Conference. The Freiburger militias stormed and took Falcon Rock in 1389. I moved it up by 40 years to March of 1349 and had Manfred participate. The romantic casus belli was as described. A minor alteration. Nicole Doresme did not write De Monet, in which he enunciated Gresham's law, until after the time of the story. There are a number of other small adjustments of this sort. Physics notes. The model that Charon develops of the multiverse was slapped together and given a coat of paint many years ago for the novella Eiffelheim, analog, November 1986, from which the now portions of this book derive. Mohsen Janatpour, who now teaches at the College of San Mateo in California, was most helpful in this, and Janatpour Space was and is named in his honor. Recently, variable light speed, VLS, theories have become a hot topic among cosmologists. One prominent advocate is Joao Maguejo, whose gossipy book Faster Than the Speed of Light is a good introduction, as well as an entertaining narrative of how physics actually gets done. I was pleased to read in his book that he considered the Kaluza-Klein model that Motion and I came up with back in the 1980s, though unsurprised to see him reject it. I decided to keep it just because. In all fairness, the historical decline in light speed really does seem due to changes in measurement methods. VLS theories address a change only in the aftermath of the Big Bang as a way of getting around the kludge of inflation fields. The inflation, invoked simply to save the appearances of the theory and afterwards allowed to disappear from the universe, would never have passed muster with Buridan, and Will Ockham would have howled about the needless multiplication of entities. VLS theories nicely resolve the cosmological problems using inherent feedback loops that homeostatically fine-tune the universe. No new entities are needed. When we last spoke, Motion and I discussed also the quantization of the redshift. Some physicists see it, others don't. Same data. One explanation for a quantized redshift is that time is quantized just as space is supposed to be. Since I had already invented the fictional chronon for the original Eiffelheim, the redshift business fits right in. If it's true, we may have to revise the universe again. This concludes the reading of Eiffelheim by Michael Flynn. Copyright 2006 by Michael Flynn. This book was read by Anthony Heald. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Spectrum Literary Agency and was produced in 2007 by Blackstone Audio Incorporated, which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Incorporated.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.